This week we lay in Parshas Achrayimus Kedoshim. Parshas Kedoshim, we have the mitzvah of Tochacha, Ochiach Ochiach Chazani Sacha. And within the parameters of the mitzvah of Tochacha, we'll see that there are competing themes, and some of the details seem to reflect the balance between the purpose of the mitzvah of Tochacha and the ability to properly perform it and achieve what that purpose is. As far as the purpose of the mitzvah tochacha, the Rambam writes in Sefer HaMitzvos, Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvos Asei Reish Hei. So we're obligated to offer reproach to the sinner and to prevent him from sinning. No one should say that I'm not going to sin. Why should I care if someone else sins? That's his problem with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Leave me out of it. The Hepecha Torah, that's the opposite of a Tarash Kafa. We're concerned that we care about other people sinning as well and try to prevent that from happening. We can't abandon anyone to the throes of chait. And therefore, we're obligated to assist them in preventing them from sinning and performing the mitzvah of Tochacha. Sefer Chinuch has an additional perspective here. Mitzvah Reish Lamites. Now we want to encourage peace and harmony between people. If a person gives tochacha privately, that if you're going to give tochacha privately, then that's going to have an effect. The person is going to be more receptive to tochacha if it's done in a quiet manner. In lo yochichenu, but if you're not going to give him tochacha, yistimenu belibo, then you're going to have sinner. You're going to have something against that sinner. The yazik elav lefisha olus ma'amin esmanim, and that's going to end up leading to unfavorable relationships between the two people. So it's not just for the benefit of the other person, the chote, that we want to try to prevent him from sinning. But if someone sins and that bothers you, then that's going to impact your relationship in the future. So by giving tochacha, you have the ability to preserve your positive relationship with another person as well. That might be the smichus, lo sisna tachicha b'levavecha, cheyach tachis amisacha. By giving tochacha, that prevents harboring this kind of sinna in your heart. But on the one hand, when it comes to the mitzvah of tochacha, there is a certain amount of protracted effort that is conveyed in the way the mitzvah is presented. That, as the Gemara tells us, the main sugya of tochacha is erech and daf tazayin amabez. So, as the Gemara tells us over there, the beginning of the long lines, that's right before the long lines. So how do you know that if you see something wrong, you have to give tochacha? So he gave him tochacha and it didn't work. How do you know you have to give him tochacha again? So you have to do it again, not just one time, even two times. And the Gemara says the Sifra that the Rambam quotes in Sefer Mitzvah that we just saw says, afilu da'ot o'heipamim, even if it doesn't work the first couple of times, you have to try four or five times. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Deos, Perek Vav, Halach Vav, three or four times. And the Gemara in Tzia Lamed Aleph is afilu me'apamim. You have to give tochacha even up to 100 times. So on the one hand, you see this element that there needs to be a repeated hammering home of the theme and trying to get the person to abandon the chait that he's engaged in. And the Gemara goes on to say, a little bit later on that Amud, the Gemara is 3 days in Amarayim, what's the shear of Tochacha? At what point do you stop? So one day it says, Akadei Akah, that you only stop if the guy's going to beat you up. Up until the point where he's going to beat you up, you continue hammering home the theme. And the other day is Ad Klal, until he curses you. And the third day is Anazifa, until he criticizes you. The Rambam paskins haka, that you're supposed to get tochacha until the point that the guy beats you up. The chinuch has a lashon of karav lahaka until right before that point, ad v'lo b'chlal. And the Urayim paskins k'dei nezifa, but either way, that's a protracted engagement with the other party of tochacha until you can't go any further. So on the one hand, there is significant effort that needs to be invested in repeating it until you get somewhere. But on the other hand, there's a certain reticence as well. The Gemara has a memra of Reb Tarfon, second long line. Reb Tarfon to Mehani Ani, Im Yesh Bedor Zeh Shemekabel Tochacha. So on the one hand, nowadays, in Reb Tarfon's time, it's hard to come across a person that is really receptive to Tochacha, because he's going to tell you, Tol Kisa Mibein Einacha, you give the guy Musar, he's going to go back to you and say, you're not so fine yourself. Shod Aspecha V'achachak Shod Acher. And then, Amar Rav Elazar ben Azari, Tam Harim Yesh Bedor Zeh Shiyodeh Lochiach. And nowadays, we don't know people know how to give proper Tochacha either. So in theory, you're supposed to be mechiyach, but people aren't receptive and people aren't proficient at doing it in an effective manner. And then you have the Gemara in Yevamos and Daf Samachayim Aveiz. The Gemara there says, Amar B'ila Mishum Reb Lazar Reb Shimon, Kishem Shemitfal Adam Lomar Davar Nishma, So just as there's a mitzvah to say something that's going to be well received, to give tochacha when appropriate, it's also a mitzvah to avoid saying something that's not going to be well received. So what's the balance between the mitzvah of tochacha reflected in the Gemara in Erchin, the Pasuk, and the cautionary note in the Gemara in Yevamos, that if you have something that's not going to be well received, then don't even bother, then better not to. So the Ritva that in Mukah Yosef right over there is the following. The Ritva we have in the Mar Mekomis here, Samachayim and Beis. Kaf mitzvah lo lomar davashenu nishma, perish lo rabim. So when are you not supposed to say something that's not going to be well received? That's lo rabim. Aval lo chaveiro adaka. But if it's one-on-one, so then that's not an excuse. So if you know that, it sounds like if you know the person's not going to listen to anything you have to say, if it's a tzibor, so then don't bother. If it's a yachid, even if he's not going to listen to what you're going to say, you still have to try. Kedemina be'erchin, that shir of ad hakas. So the chilak of the ritva, in the Mukha Yosef, is between tzibor and rabim. There's a different threshold for when do you give tochacha b'tzibor versus b'rabim. That's reflected in Shulchan Aruch. In Hilchos Yom Kippurim, Tafresh Chesif Beis, the Ramad there writes, im yodeya she'ein dvar b'nishmaim, if you know that what you're trying to get across is not going to be well received, lo yomer b'rab lo chichon, you shouldn't give that type of tochacha b'rabim, rak ha'machas, you should only try once and not more than that. Well, that's the Nevuka Yosef has that that line of rak ha'machas. I'm sorry, and the Ritva here also, oh yeah, you're right, the Ritva has it too. Good. Avalo yarbe bitochachos, but you shouldn't do more than that. Meyachar she yodeya shalishmelev, you know they're not going to listen. Aval biyachid chayiv lochicho achi akenu o shekalenu. So that gemara in Erechin of akadei aka akadei nezifa, that you have to do it until he's going to beat you up, until you're clearly not getting anywhere. That's when it comes to a yachid. When it comes to rabbim, yeah, try once, but more than once, you don't have to, and it would be counterproductive to attempt. Sefer Chassidim, quoted by the Magen Avraham there in Sifkat and Gimel, has a different approach, which essentially resolves the two Gemaras. Magen Avraham quotes, Dafka ish es achiv shelibo gaspo, aval imaya ish acher, so if you know the guy's not going to listen, if he's a relative of yours, someone that you have a literal brother or a figurative brother, or someone that you have a close relationship to, so he can't just dismiss you, then you have the mitzvah tochacha, and then you have the shir of ad haka. But if it's someone that you don't have that close relationship with, where if you're going to give tochacha, that could end up being counterproductive, and you got to push him away rather than be makarif him, rather than convince him to change, then better leave it alone. So that Gemara Yevamo said mitzvah lo lamar davar she'enu nishma, that's referring to someone that you don't have a previous relationship with, someone that's not going to be forced in some way to listen to you. If it's a close relative or someone you're very close to, so then you have to try your best ad kadei haka. The Ramah have another limitation on the mitzvah of tochacha and how far you should go. That's the Rabban Hilchos Nidoy in Shin Lamed Dalet Sif Mem Ches, the very end of Simon Shin Lamed Dalet, which is a comment based on a Tshuvas Ma'arivayel. Tshuvas Ma'arivayel, Simon Kuf Nun Zayin. So he writes, in the context of a situation where Macha was not going to be so effective on a broader scale, Kaven Sharabu Pirtse Amenu Hamalgin U Maliven Batora Bilumda. Since there are a lot of people nowadays, says Mari Vail, who are derisive, dismissive of Torah and Lomde Torah, the Einam Shomin Lamochich, and they're not going to listen to any Tochacha, Imayina Mochich Mochim Biyadam, Warbi to be Mocha, Ikalamechash Lisakana, Shahayu owned Malenu Al Gufenu Val Modenu. So we're concerned that these people are not only not going to be receptive to Tochacha, but they're going to turn against us and take revenge on us both physically and financially. So in that situation, maybe there's no chiyuv tochacha. V'hada amar misha yesh b'yado limchas v'ena mocha, haynu hechad alaka sakana. So yeah, if there's no possible sakana, then there's a mitzvah tochacha, but you don't have to engage in mitzvah tochacha if it's potentially going to come at the expense of your physical or financial well-being. So that might be generic halacha in mitzvos asay, that there are limitations on how far you need to extend yourself for the performance of a mitzvos asay, and not to the point of financial loss. Or, as we saw in the other instances, in the context of tochacha, specifically where tochacha may be somewhat result-oriented, so if it's not going to be effective, there may not be the same level of requirement of tochacha. So the Ramah quotes this in Shin Lamed Dalet Yeredeya, Alpha Bishachayev Adam Limchas Bovey Avera, the Kal Bishaino Mocha Biyad Limchas Nitbas Boso Abba, Mikal Makom, Ein Adam Chayev Lahotzim Mamon Walza, you don't have to extend or incur a financial loss. The Lachay Nogel Hakel, Milimchas Bovey Avera, Sheishlacha Shiyu Omdin Al Gufeinu Modenu, that's the Marivail. So it sounds like there is a broader minog to limit a Tochacha in these situations where it was considered to be or potentially ineffective. Right. Okay. Good. Right, and then the other perspective here that some Achronim want to talk about, I put here the Tshuvas Ma'arim Shik, Arachayim Simen Shin Gimel, but the Rebbe Chanan has this in Kovitz Shirim Beitza O Samach Vav, that the other element at play is Arvus, that within the mitzvah Tochacha, there's Tochacha itself, and there's also a requirement of Arvus. And in slightly different ways, the Ma'arim Shik and Rebbe Chanan suggest that there may be nafkamina, and in certain situations, one may be relevant and not the other. So, for example, let's start with the Rambam. The Rambam has Hilchos Deis Perek Vav, Halacha Vav through Ches. So, in the Rambam Halacha Zayin, he says, "Tzorach lo chicho beinu lebein atzmo." The yadaber lo benachas ubaloshen raka, the yodiosh eino omer lo el tavasa lavil lachay olam haba. So when you give tochacha, you should give it in a private fashion, in a calm way, and explain to the person that you're trying to save him, that he shouldn't lose his olam haba. If that works, great. If you try again and again. You have to keep on going until the guy beats you up. You shouldn't embarrass him. I misread something here. The Rambam in Halacha Zayin says that you have to attempt to do a benachas. In Halacha Ches, he repeats that again, that you have to do it in a way that's not embarrassing. And then the Rambam distinguishes between the type of chet that we're being mochiach someone for. The Rambam writes, Medvar murim bedvarn shebein adam l'chavero, aval bedivrei shemayim, im lo chazer bo b'seiser, machlimen oso b'rabim. But when it comes to Divrei Shemayim, things that aren't just Ben Adam L'Chaver, but Ben Adam L'Makom, then you can embarrass him Barabim, and Mefarsim him Cheto, and Mecharpim Oso B'Fanav, and Mevazin Mekalin Oso, Ashiyachsu L'Mutav, Kamosha Oso Kol Nevim Yisrael. So then you have to be more aggressive and even embarrass someone in Barabim in a way that's going to be Machzer him L'Mutav. So I thought the Maram Shik was saying the following, but I'm not sure if this is actually the Nakudi he's making in the context of the Rambam here. But Or HaChaim Simon Shin Gimbal in the Maram Shik, he points out that there are these two elements of Tochacha. There's Mitzvah Tochacha itself, which Be'etzem is supposed to be Benachas. And then there's the element of Arbus as well, that our responsibility to ensure that all of Klai Yisrael are keeping Mitzvahs properly. And as far as the Arbus element, so that doesn't necessarily have to be benachas. There might be times in which a more aggressive approach is warranted. But I don't think he's saying that in that, the Rambam is saying that he's drawing a distinction between this has been Adam Lechaver, this has been Adam Lemakom. I have to look at the Maram Shik again if he was saying that in the Rambam. He may not be, but in general, that Arbus may have a different orientation than Tochacha. Rabbi Chanan makes that point in the following context. We saw the Nukah Yosef before, and the Nukah Yosef and the Ritva's distinction between Rabin versus Yachid, and when mitzvah lo lomer darvish eina nishma applies. So in the Mishnah Berurah and the Ber Halacha there in Hilchos Yom Kippurim, in Simon Reish Tav Reish Chas that we just saw. So he presents this as a machlokas. He writes, Mashma Gemara, Dema Yabara Shala Yishmu La Yu Nanashim. Yeah, fine. Because the Gemara in Shabbos Nun Hey, there were people that violated a din. And there the Gemara sounds like in a situation that's the Mutav, that's one of the Mutav shishogin context that that where they would have listened to tochacha, there's no point in giving tochacha. So the mishabura comments, yishlomer dezerak linyan onesh. Even if they're not going to listen, there's still a mitzvah of tochacha. The chayna be'emes da'aser blazer mimetz ha'mufa b'smag b'smag v'ha'itim. Avetikam b'gan avram. That's the position of the reyim, smag, and smag. That there's always a mitzvah of tochacha, even if they're not going to listen. V'yasmag v'asa mash v'sham d'usover d'heicha shabar lo shalo yikabel eina m'chuyav lo chicha. If you know that he's not going to listen, you don't have to give tochacha. V'chemash v'lechormi d'vritos v'shabbos there. Eladash elitchos. That case of Shabbos wasn't about a din d'oraisa. Fine. And then he writes, v'da, d'mistaber d'basha pasak ramad d'davar mefush b'torah chayiv limchos d'afka shubakrai. We'll get to that in a second. So the Rav Chanan makes the following point. That if you hold that if someone's not going to listen, or definitely not going to listen, there's no mitzvah tochacha, there still may be a mitzvah of arbus. As far as dinei tochacha is concerned, then you may not have any responsibilities, but there may be still an element of arbus. Call you Sola Raven, tell us that. Right. Well, that's what Yevamos is saying. They have to figure what's the difference. Where does that apply?
Yeah.
So, I'm sorry?
He's not speaking to that point, though.
Right. But even if there's no mitzvah of tochacha, maybe there's still an element of arvus. The next point the Mishnah Berurah makes there, Elu aporke o legamri kigod mechal Shabbos befor hesia aochel neveil sahachis prayasa bechalav mitacha veinu mechuyav lochicha. The pasuk is alchayach lochicha amisacha. So it has to be someone who's bechalav amisacha. But if it's someone who is mechal Shabbos befor hesia or a mumr lahachis, he's not bechalav amisacha. There's no chiyav tochacha. Chayin isa betana the Tadad Eliyahu has to be Ibcha B'tari Mitzvahs. But if he's a Mumer Lahachis or the like, they're not. So maybe there's no Mitzvah Tochacha for such a person at all. Minchas Chinuch writes that even if you have a Mumer Lahachis, it's not necessarily b'chlam mitzvah tochacha, but if there's a tzad that he may listen to you anyway, so then you still should be mochiachim in order to be machzirim lemutav. So there may be situations where maybe there's a suffix, whether there's a chiyav tochacha per se, but you should err on the side of making the attempt if there's a possibility you may be able to be machzirim lemutav. And there's a Shuvas HaRashba that I have in the Mamar Komas, Chelak HaSim and Reish Lamed Ches, that the Rashba just points out that sometimes cases are case specific in determining what's the appropriate approach. He writes, "Yafshar linog b'chol anashim b'mid achas." You can't treat everybody the same way. So every situation has to be assessed on its merits based on what's going to be effective. There's a comment of Chaim Volozhin in the Ruach HaChaim on the price of Kinyan Torah, the end printed in the end of Pirkei Avos. So one of the Kinyan Torah is Ohevis Tochachos. So Chaim Volozhin comments Ohevis Tochachos plural. So it's receiving tochacha and giving tochacha. So everyone's bothered, or he should be bothered. So understand that Kinyani Torah is receiving tochacha, but what's the mile of giving tochacha? So maybe the kavana is that as is mavur for the Gemara in Erech and the part he talks about here in the parsha, that in order to give tochacha, you have to be in a position that you're one to talk. So maybe that's that Ovis tochacha is that to put yourself in a situation where you're able to give tochacha because you've worked on yourself enough to be in that position that no one's going to have a tain on you for what you're being machir someone else. And maybe that's what he meant by Ovis tochacha. Okay, I'll stop here. Likewise.